This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome back to Sports Saturday. Sports Radio 810 WHB, an absolutely gorgeous day in Kansas City and across the Midwest. And we are outside today, broadcasting from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. Come by and see us, 3400 South 4th Street. Lots of good people coming in already, picking up the flowers and the bulbs. If you haven't seen the garden center here, all the blooms are just, bursting, I guess is what, I don't know soccer parlance all that well, but they're bursting. And folks are coming by and picking up pallets of blooms and flowers and plants and getting ready to go home and do some good yard work. Also, today is the barbecue fest. In fact, it just started, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone's invited. It's your neighborhood's helpful place, the Smokin' Hot Grill Sale, plus delicious food samples right here on the grill. It's right next to where Charlie Carlin and I are sitting. So Rudy Salazar goes, and we've talked Royals, we've talked Chiefs, we've talked Sporting KC in a little bit later, we're going to talk Kentucky Derby, but not anything specific about the race because I don't know anything about horse racing. But I've got a fun little game we're gonna play that surrounds the Kentucky Derby. And just to make sure we cover all the bases, we're going to talk boxing right now with my friend Craig Cummings, a former professional fighter, fought for a world title a few years ago, still a firefighter for the Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department, and teaches young kids boxing and mixed martial arts. Craig, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, bud. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. If you have to get down to the firehouse today, are you going to pick up some flowers and do a beautification project?
Well, actually, I'm at the firehouse right now, so I hope I don't catch
you are.
And have to leave in the middle of this interview.
Okay. Hey, it's the life of a firefighter, man. Were expecting on this Cinco de Mayo day, we were expecting a big boxing match tonight. We were expecting Triple G against Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez tested positive for a banned substance. He's got his story about how it happened. Triple G is not happy about it and decided he would still fight tonight in California, and had to take an opponent who just agreed 3 weeks ago to the fight. I don't know much about this opponent, and I really don't know how you properly pronounce his name, but you've seen this guy. Is this going to be a quality fighter at all? Not only has this guy just agreed to the fight 3 weeks ago, but Triple G hasn't had time to look at this guy's tape all that much.
Well, he's a smaller guy that's coming up from junior middleweight to middleweight. He hasn't fought in 2 years, so he's inactive. You know, I'm sure he's been in the gym. He's one of those guys that's a professional sparring partner over the past 2 years. I know he's been in the gym with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And, you know, more than likely he's probably sparred with Triple G, too, is how they brought his name to the forefront. But he's like a larger Amir Khan, a little better chin than Khan, but doesn't have the same power as Khan. So it's a safe fight for Triple G, but it should be entertaining because, you know, the kid is – a good, solid boxer. I was telling you yesterday, I took Michi Munoz, one of our kids, to fight this guy. And in my mind, I thought it was 4 or 5 years ago. I looked it up. It was 10 years ago. So I'm actually aging a lot faster than I thought. But 10 years ago, I thought that Vaines was a really top prospect. I mean, he looked good. You know, he was solid. He was strong. But, you know, that was a junior middleweight, and that was, you know, fighting a Midwest guy. So fast forward, he's lost to Israel and Larry twice, which, you know, I think one of them was a draw and the other he lost on the second one, but he hasn't been stopped, so he has a good solid chin. But the fight's probably worth watching tonight, but Triple G should not have a problem.
And I'm assuming Vaines will get a nice paycheck as well. Does he? You said he hasn't had a fight in 2 years. He's been a sparring partner with some of the top guys. Can he at least be a little bit competitive to get, you know, 3 and 4 rounds to give Triple G some work before maybe scheduling a fight in September?
Well, he is a good boxer, but he tends to mix it up too much. And, you know, Triple G is such a pressure fighter that if you try to mix it up at all with him and him having the size advantage, it's going to definitely, you know, go against Vaines to try to try to, you know, fight with him. He's going to have to box him. He's going to have to move. And it's just Triple G is almost impossible to keep off of you. So it's not a good matchup for Martrosian. But from everything I've read about past opponents of Triple G's before his title fights and this and that, I would expect Vane is probably getting about $300,000. So why wouldn't you give it a shot for that?
Absolutely. We're talking with Craig Cummings, a former professional boxer, serves with the Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department, talking Triple G and Veins. I'll just stay with Veins because, I honestly, if I tried to pronounce his last name, I would hurt myself. But I'll check out this fight tonight. For Triple G, is this simply a glorified sparring session that just happens to be on TV in which he's getting a paycheck?
I hate to say that, but yes. I mean, that's more than likely what it is. But you got to look at the first Triple G and Canelo fight. It really wasn't a blockbuster performance by either guy because neither one of them took a chance. They were both too conservative. I mean, for the millions that they were making and the hype that you know, the pay-per-view generated, you'd expect one of them to take a chance. You know, and actually, I was happy with the draw because with the performance, neither one of them deserved to win, honestly. So this rematch with Canelo and Triple G should have been for free for the fans, but, you know, that wasn't going to happen.
All right, the other sidebar to this story, obviously, maybe not a sidebar, but the big story, is now Triple G is threatening not to fight Canelo Alvarez when his suspension is up in September. They were talking about a September 15th fight. But now Triple G is coming out and saying he thinks Canelo Alvarez has been cheating for a long time, doesn't believe he's clean, and is currently not enrolled in the testing program. Oscar De La Hoya came out and said, look, we'll get him in the testing program immediately. We want to stay on board. But Triple G is threatening to not fight Canelo Alvarez. That would be, look, I get he's in a position of power right now. Canelo Alvarez needs him to make this fight. I get that, but that would be, to me, a huge disappointment if they couldn't make this thing happen.
Yeah, well, this testing program is all kind of new territory. You know, the sanctioning bodies have kind of come up with that. I don't recall, 10 years ago, people getting tested 3 weeks before a fight. You know, it's just, or, 6 months before a fight. There's all this pre-testing that, I think it's good. I mean, it's definitely going to get the cheaters out of boxing. But it's going to, it's going to hurt a lot of big fights because, people use steroids for injuries. They use them in ways that benefit the body but not in a cheating sense. I mean, so there's all kinds of, variables and gray areas involved in the substance abuse. The performance enhancers. Some of it is for healing. It's not all necessarily for growth.
We're talking with Craig Cummings as we broadcast live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas, talking Triple G fighting tonight against Veins, an opponent who just agreed to the fight 3 weeks ago after Canelo Alvarez failed the drug testing system. Craig, what happens in the boxing world? I'm sure there are all kinds of stories. You've been around this basically your whole life, and I'm sure there are stories and instances where there are rumors that so-and-so is on the juice or so-and-so is taking this. But now that we have these positive tests, or the testing is more advanced, does this taint Canelo Alvarez for the rest of his career? Does he get dogged for the rest of his career? Or does he pass the next test, go out and fight, put on a good show, and everything's hunky-dory as far as the fans and other people in boxing go?
Oh, I think that he's going to go out and perform and be hunky-dory. I mean, he's still a fan favorite. The Mexican fans love him. And they're not going to change their – they're not just going to turn their back on him, I don't think. But, there's been rumors that they say Roy Jones used to always test positive and that De La Hoya tested. I mean, there's been rumors. Shane Mosley was another one. There's just guys have always tested positive, but the sanction, like the Nevada Athletic Commission, would look the other way. It was just – it was something they'd get fined for, but it wasn't a suspension-related deal. I don't think the fans are going to get too worked up about it. They just want to see a good fight. And, the fighters just want it all to be fair. It's not going to be a big deal until somebody gets hurt in the ring and that person that hurt them tests positive for steroids. That's when it's going to be an issue.
I agree with you on the fans. Steven St. John, I have no doubt, will remain loyal to Canelo Alvarez. No doubt about that, because I hear talking about him on the morning show all the time on the Border Patrol. And look, I look at it this way. In the National Football League, players test positive every week, it seems like. And they get their 3- and 4-game suspension, whatever it is. We don't blink twice about it because it's the NFL. The guys weigh 300 pounds and they're running 4.6 40s. Yes, they're probably taking stuff. And if they get suspended, fine. In baseball, I don't get it. I mean, we want guys' careers to end, and you're not going to the Hall of Fame, and you're a dirty, bad player and all that. But we accept it in other things. And I agree with you on Canelo. I think for the most part, the fans will accept it and move on. And I really, selfishly, I want to see Triple G Canelo Alvarez rematch.
Yes, and people want to see it on a fair playing field too. But like I said, you know, the steroids and the positive tests and all that, you know, there's people that will use a steroid while they're training, you know, to heal an injury or, you know, to help with recuperation. I mean, there's certain things that it's helpful for that is not necessarily enhancing. So there, all that gray area is where fans, you know, they don't worry about it so much because they just like the fighters.
All right, we're talking with Craig Cummings, former professional boxer here in Kansas City. Fought for a world title, still does good work with the Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department, and is on standby if the bell rings. He'll have to drop this interview and go help somebody out. So hopefully we can get a few more minutes without that. All right, Craig, beyond this Triple G fight tonight, are there a couple of other fights that you're kind of looking forward to until, you know, look, I'm one of those guys, I'm guilty of, I jump on the headline fight, okay? And then I don't know a whole lot about the lower tier fights in terms of interest. But are there a couple of fights coming up until we have Triple G and possibly Canelo again? Are there a couple of fights coming up that you're really looking forward to?
Actually, I don't even know what's scheduled right this moment. To tell you the truth, Brad, I've been so into my amateur program. Our amateur team at the Garrison Boxing Club, we just won the novice team trophy at the Golden Gloves last week, so I'm pretty proud of that.
All right, fantastic.
But that's been consuming so much of my time. I really haven't paid that much of attention to upcoming professional fights. So to be honest with you, I don't know of anything that's coming up right this second.
I should have briefed you on the questions that were going to come up on the show. You mentioned coaching your program that just won the title at Golden Gloves. What you can speak to this, the future of boxing, you know, with the again, I referenced the National Football League. We talk about the head injuries more now than we ever have before. Soccer is dealing with the head injury issue, certainly. Major League Baseball has adjusted its concussion protocol for guys that get hit in the head during a game. What's the future for boxing? Will it change? Will there come a time when professionals go to the headgear that they wear at the amateur level? What's the future in boxing, maybe for the short term and the long term?
I don't see professionals ever wearing headgear, no. They've changed it from 15 rounds to 12 rounds, and you know, with the added testing and the moving the weigh-in to the night before and doing an additional weigh-in on the day of, there's been so many different rules and regulations put into place over the past even, you know, 10 years that, you know, boxing is making advancements towards protecting the fighters, but I don't ever see it becoming like a headgear or, you know, where the fight is going to change to the public's perception. It's going to look the same. I mean, there's just going to be more safety measures taken behind the scenes.
All right, Craig Cummings, we're going to check out Triple G tonight. Hopefully gets at least a few rounds in there, and we'll be disappointed that Canelo Alvarez is not fighting on Cinco de Mayo, but looking forward to a rematch. Hey, Craig, thank you very much for coming on since you've watched these guys in person and given us some good insight on that. And have a safe day down there at the firehouse, okay?
Thank you, Brad. Put me on.
All right, that is all right, thank you. I appreciate it. That is Craig Cummings. We've had him on before. He's really good. I've known Craig for a lot of years, and I remember meeting him. He was building up towards his chance at a world title. I believe he went over to Scotland to fight that fight, and he still coaches boxing now and is still works for the Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department. Super good guy, and he's working with the future of boxing. So it was good to have him on. I'll bring in Rudy Salazar if you're at the control room there at the Rally House Studios. Will you watch the Triple G fight simply because it's Triple G, or is the lack of Canelo Alvarez on Cinco de Mayo take away your desire to watch any of that fight?
See, I've always had a hard time, and maybe it's just because of when I was born and fighting hasn't been as big. I'm not a huge boxing and fighting fan. You know, it's nothing to do with, like, I'm not one of those people, like, some people are like, well, they're not really athletes, so they just stand there and punch. No, like, they're phenomenal athletes. These guys are extremely skilled. I just was never able to get into boxing and, like, UFC and mixed martial arts. I'm not really for sure why.
I grew up in a great era, the same era as Stephen St. John. I like Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran, and Marvelous Marvin Hagler was my absolute favorite. Thomas the Hitman Hearns, and so I grew up in a great era. I got away from it for a while, but I've come back, and I like the big matches, and I'll watch the lower tier matches, even though I don't know anything about them, because I know Steven's going to talk about it, and I want to know what he's going to talk about.
Yeah, I think that's what hurt me. I think there are good fighters right now, but, like, when I was a kid growing up, and that's usually when you fall in love with a certain sport, like, they're just, at least not that I can remember, that fighter, I guess, that really stuck out. Like, I think if you're a young kid now growing up, like, there are definitely those fighters to watch. Obviously, he recently retired with Mayweather, but now you still have Triple G, Canelo Alvarez. I think there are those fighters now for those kids. But just, you know, for whatever reason for me, because, like, my dad was big into it, but there just wasn't that fighter to really, really attach myself to.
Well, I'm never gonna say that Mayweather is all the way retired until,
yeah, exactly,
he's like seven, until he's like 70, because if the $100 million payday comes around again, or you know, with Colin McGregor, he's so addicted to cash and money, I just don't think he could ever tell himself no, and obviously nobody around him has ever told him no his entire life.
Yeah, like, some
right,
people,
so we're coming,
oh, sorry, yeah, some people, like, they stop playing,
no,
or they want to keep playing because they love the sport, and I'm sure Floyd loves boxing, but yeah, he's addicted to the money, and I get it, like, you get offered $100 million, that's really hard to say no to.
And he knows how not to get hit. Or how to not get hit.
He's not risking as much.
He's the best in the world at not getting hit. Correct. All right, we're coming up on a timeout here as we broadcast live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. We're at 3400 South 4th Street. The Barbecue Fest is underway, and that goes from 11 to 2. Everybody's invited. The grill is actually set up right next to our broadcast location. They've got all kinds of Coca-Cola products for you, too, and all kinds of sauces. The Smoke and Hot Grill sale is going on. And for Ace Reward members, if you buy a Traeger, Big Green Egg, or a Weber grill, you can get the pellets, briquettes, or propane exchange bottle for free, plus free assembly and delivery. The garden center is open. All kinds of blooms are out there. You can put them on your patio or your deck, and it's just beautiful on this sunny spring day in Kansas City. All right, we will take a timeout, and we come back. Might try to mix in a little game I have planned about the Kentucky Derby, since I don't know much about horse racing. I'm trying to figure out how to have a fun way to talk about it, so we'll do that. You're listening to Sports Saturday, again broadcasting live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. My name is Brad Porter. Charlie Carlin is out here. We got koozies, 810 Miller Lite koozies. Register for a chance to win a Coca-Cola cooler and all kinds. The wind has kicked up here a little bit, and the umbrella that's over our table I'm holding on to and putting my foot on because it feels like it's going to blow away. So we'll come back right after this quick timeout. You're listening to Sports Radio 810. WHB.
This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Catorce. I like YouTube mixed in on a Sports Saturday. Sports Radio 810 WHB as we broadcast live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. Charlie Carlin is out here as well. We've got some 810 Miller Lite koozies we're giving away. Also register for a chance to win the Coca-Cola cooler, which you can do at the Leavenworth and Westport broadcast locations. It's not the cooler. It's not the one you drag to the neighbor's house and it sits in the backyard and somebody uses it as a chair. This is a classic cooler. It's metal. It's a like a box shape. It's what, about 3 feet high off the ground, 3.5 feet high, and it's got a lid. You open up the lid, and it looks like something you'd find in the movie The Christmas Story. Just all the classic items they have in their house, the old style sink, and all the fun stuff. The old it's not a leg lamp. That'd be awesome too if we had one of those. But so we're out at Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. Register for that chance to win that cooler. The Garden Spot. We're right in front of the Garden Spot, and they got the bulbs all in bloom and the flowers and the plants. And you pick that up. Go make your patio and your back deck look nice, for crying out loud. It's a great spring day. There's a little bit of a breeze, which is just comfortable. And they got barbecue going right next to us here at our location in Leavenworth, Barbecue Fest from 11 to 2. All right, so we wrapped up boxing in the last hour with our good friend Craig Cummings, former professional fighter, said the Triple G might be worth checking out tonight, but doesn't expect it to go more than 3 or 4 rounds. It's probably a glorified sparring session, but a lot of boxing fans in Kansas City. It's Cinco de Mayo, even though Canelo Alvarez isn't fighting. Stephen St. John's watching this fight. He's going to be at Port Fonda this afternoon. They'll have the boxing on. They'll have the Kentucky Derby at 4 o'clock, which we will have live on Sports Radio 810 WHB. They'll have Sporting KC versus Colorado at Port Fonda with Stephen St. John hanging out, and they'll have Triple G. So Stephen will have it all covered. He's going to have a lot of fun out there, and it's a great spot to go. So as we're heading towards the final stretch of the show, I was asked by Jed Marshall last week, who scheduled all of our guests for today. I forgot to thank Jed. I thank everybody here. Charlie's out here helping me out. Rudy's back at the Rally House Studios. Jed set up all the guests for today. And Jed asked me, do you want a horse racing guest on? And I said, well, you know, somebody asked me about it the week before. And I said, look, I don't know anything about horse racing. I suppose I could get somebody on. But, you know, other than watching the race, there's not a whole lot in it for me. That, I mean, that's every year. The Kentucky Derby's this week. I got to watch that because it's on TV and everybody talks about it. And here's the roses. The run for the roses. And here's the trumpet. And here's Bob Costas and all that stuff. And so I start reading the names. And I don't gamble on sports, at least not until it's legal. I'll look at the odds. I'll look at the names of the horses. I'll look at the – I know the names of a couple of jockeys. But I cannot tell you – anything. I don't know who won the Avondale sweepstakes 5 weeks ago to get the chance to get into the Kentucky Derby. I cannot tell you all that. So as I was going through the names, an idea popped into my head. When Mick Schaefer did the weekend shows here, Mick Schaefer, now the sports director at 41 Action News, sometimes he would come up with these games. And I remember one game in particular where he would throw out a name and you had to guess if it was an SEC quarterback or maybe the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. I don't remember how it played out, but you had to guess. And he would go to teams in the SEC and find the names of starting quarterbacks. You didn't know. You'd be stunned. You didn't know this guy was the starting quarterback at an SEC school. And I thought that sounded fun. It was a game. And Charlie Carlin's going to jump in here. Rudy Salazar at the studio is going to jump in here. So the game I'm coming up with, is this the name of a Kentucky Derby horse? Or is this a name I made up out of thin air? How about that? Charlie, have you been reading the racing forms? Do you know the horses' names?
Oh, I'm just the Kentucky Derby expert. I mean, everyone knows that.
You're down at the illegal
right?
OTB?
Oh, yeah, I'm usually there. I don't know why I'm not there right now. No, I know nothing about horse racing.
Horsing. Let's call it horsing.
Horse racing.
We're going to talk horsing.
but I do know that the names are very fun and they get out there. But I actually played that game with Mick Schaefer on the weekend show when he did that. So, yes, I'm very familiar with this game.
How the game works.
Style of the game.
All right, Rudy Salazar back at the Rally House Studios. Do you know anything about horsing or horse racing?
I know two of the names. And that's because there was a – I think, yesterday, there was a story about one of them in the Star. And then I looked up to see who won the Florida Derby because the winner, I told my dad, like, bet on whoever wins the Florida Derby. That horse usually does good. Which is my only tip on horse races. The only thing I know is that the winner of the Florida Derby does well in the Kentucky Derby because they're very similar tracks. So I know that. Right, I know. So I know two of the 20 names.
Okay. So if I say the name of a racehorse that's in the Derby and it's a name that you know, you just bail out. Okay.
Okay.
I want to be able to say I made sure I wrote down enough names. So let's see. Who wants to go first, Charlie or Rudy? Charlie, you want to go first? But is this umbrella not ready to launch from behind us? All right, Charlie Carlin is up first. Is this the name of a horse in the Kentucky Derby, or is this a name I just made up? Justify or Full Send?
Which one's
the racehorse? Which one's made up? Justify or Full Send?
I do like Full Send as a horse name, but I think Justify probably is the horse.
It is Justify. That's the real official racehorse. I made up Full Send.
Yeah.
My kids say Full Send all the time. So 1 point for Charlie. All right, Rudy Salazar, your turn. Tell me which one is the horse in the Kentucky Derby and which one did I just make up? My Boy Jack or Sandman?
I'm gonna go with My Boy Jack. I think that's the real one. Yeah.
That's not Sandman. All right, you guys are two for two.
Nice.
Hey. Sandman's good with these names. Yeah. All right. How about this? That's the popular one. How about Vino Rosso? Or DeRossi's Dream? That'll be for Charlie Carlin. Vino Rosso or DeRossi's Dream?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the winner of last year's Derby had Dream in the name, right? I believe.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think it was Absolute Dream.
So I'm going to stick with that as the horse name.
You're going with DeRossi's Dream?
Yes.
Oh, fail. I finally got you. Vino Rosso is an actual Kentucky Derby horse today. So
I thought they were like saying, "Oh, this horse with the dream name won last year. We're going to do it again and see if the luck's still there."
All right, chance for Rudy to take the lead here. We're guessing which one is the Kentucky Derby horse, and what's the name that I just made up. All right, here we go. This is for Rudy. All right, Good Magic or Game Changer?
Okay, this is a tough one.
That's tough. That is a tough one.
I thought I was going to get somebody here. Okay,
I'm going to go with Good Magic.
You're going with Good Magic as being an actual Kentucky Derby horse.
Yeah.
You got it.
Nice.
You're two for two. I thought I would get somebody with Game Changer. I thought I would get you with that one.
I know a little like of what a horse sounds right. I lived in Kentucky for 2 years. When I hear a racehorse name, it just something clicks in me.
Yeah. Okay, how about this one?
I don't buy that, but okay.
Charlie, you need to tie up here after you missed the last one. Which one's the Kentucky Derby horse, and which one did I just make up? Promises Fulfilled, Dreamcatcher. Which one's the horse?
Which one
did I make up? Promises Fulfilled, or Dreamcatcher?
Again, I got the dream one.
I didn't even notice I gave you back to back.
I almost like don't want to switch because I feel like I'll be wrong. So I'm going to say Dreamcatcher's the horse.
Dreamcatcher is not the horse.
Dang it.
That's two in a row. Two buzzer.
I need to get off this dreams.
All right, Rudy still leads 2-1. Again, we're guessing which one's a Kentucky Derby horse and which one did I just make up. All right, Rudy, you're up. Let me find a good one here. Oh, how about this one? Okay. Sunshine Gal or Magnum Moon? Sunshine Gal.
Okay.
Or Magnum Moon.
I'm going to go with Magnum Moon.
As a real Kentucky Derby horse.
Yeah.
Rudy, you are 3 for 3.
It's just in my DNA, man. I can just feel it.
You got that Kentucky blood.
Maybe him going to Kentucky does give him an edge.
Yeah, you got that Kentucky blood in you. All right, Charlie is behind.
We'll do a couple more of these, okay? Instilled regard or regarding Henry? Which one's the Kentucky Derby racehorse? Which one did I just make
instilled up? Instilled regard or regarding Henry? Let's go instilled regard.
You got it. That is the actual racehorse. You're back on the horse, so to speak, Charlie.
Hey.
Regarding Henry, I think is a Harrison Ford movie from many years ago, so I threw it in there. All right, so one more for Rudy, even though Rudy's got it locked in. Let's see, which one do I like here for you? Okay, how about, which one's the horse? Which one did I make up? First mate or lone sailor?
Ooh, that's tough.
First mate or lone sailor?
First mate.
I feel like if he gets this wrong, I should win.
let's go.
You take all the points.
Yeah, let's go with lone sailor.
Rudy, you are a perfect 4 for 4.
I really thought I would get that.
So, Rudy, you said you don't follow horse racing all that close, other than your dad told you to find out who won the Florida Derby and go with that one because they'll do well. Being a Kentucky guy, do you have friends of yours texting back and forth this week? The Derby's coming up. We're all going down to the track, and we're going to go to the infield and have some of those horrific mint juleps.
Oh yeah, I have a lot of friends that cover Kentucky sports, and even all the Kentucky sports media outlets are there. So like most of my friends are out at in Louisville right now for the Derby, and dressed up in very interesting. One of my friends is wearing overalls with like American flag shorts that kind of stick out, and you can kind of see them, and no shirt underneath said overalls, and a straw hat, and it's a real unique look.
That's awesome.
They'll let you in with no shirt on and overalls?
Well, he's media, I guess, so they're, and he may be not at, and I don't know specifically where he was at when the picture was taken, if he was, you know, outside of or not. It looked like he was in the middle. I don't know what they call that area in between the track. You know, where
the
you know,
the,
oh, yeah,
I'm where the paddock or the infield, or
yeah, whatever they call it. That's where it looked like he was, but he was really dressed up for it.
I'm gonna show up to the next Royals game I cover like that. Do you think that'd be cool?
Overalls, American, the USA flag shorts, and a straw hat.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think that would work.
The guy's got that cat leotard thing that he wears to games. Okay. Rudy, during your time in Kentucky, did you ever try a mint julep?
You know, I've never had one, actually.
I heard they're quite horrible.
Yeah, like, everybody's told me it's terrible.
Yeah, it's the most overrated drink. Like, the one that gets talked about the most, but is horrible. And then they sell, like, the $150 one or the $1,000 one that's got gold flakes in it or something.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact price, but it's like $1,000 or something dollars. And, yeah, it's got gold little flakes in it, and it's insane.
That's dumb. You know what? It's Cinco de Mayo, and I'm a margarita guy, so I'm margaritas all the way. Mint julep, you can go jump off a cliff for all I care. Not doing the mint julep. Got to get to I wonder if I can get to Rudy's today. That's probably my favorite Mexican. That and jalapenos, my two favorites. And
I'm sure that they're very busy today. I'm a big fan of Rudy's as well.
The margaritas at Rudy's are just top of the line.
Your house, right, Rudy? That's what we're
talking
about.
Yes, I make a mean margarita. Very mean.
Yeah, we're coming over after the show, and you're making us marks.
As you can tell, I needed one extra topic today, and that's what I found. We picked Kentucky Derby horse or a name I made up. You guys don't have to guess on these, but the other ones I wrote down: Free Drop Billy or Soapbox Johnny.
I don't even have a clue on that one.
Oh, I could have gotten you.
Yeah,
with that
that's
one.
A good one. Like, I mean, I still guess right because it's 50-50, but I that's a good one.
Yeah, it's Free Drop Billy is the actual horse, and then I made up Soapbox Johnny. I could have gotten somebody with that. And the one I did not give you guys because Rudy, you said you knew the name of a horse. So I thought Audible versus Stardust was not going to work for you because you probably know which one's the horse.
Yeah, I knew Audible. Audible and Bolt de Oro, I think is how you say it, were the two that I knew.
Yeah. Okay, so Audible versus Stardust I thought would be a good one, but I avoided that on purpose. All right, guys, we got the Royals coming up this afternoon, the rare 3:15 Saturday game. Jason Hamill on the hill against Zimmerman, who is really struggled with the Tigers, and that's looking like one of the worst contracts of that year when the same year Ian Kennedy signed the contracts. I know Seren and Curtis Siebold broke it down one day, but Zimmerman that's an albatross of a contract. I mean, do we talk about how much Ian Kennedy is guaranteed and the options that are on his side, but Zimmerman's contract is horrific for the Tigers. Just awful. That was kind of my open discussion with you, Rudy. But
yeah, sorry.
Okay.
No, sorry about that. I was the phone started ringing, so I was trying to turn the volume down so that it didn't go on air. That's the fun thing when you're on remote; you can't like see what the other person's doing. But yeah, no, it's amazing when they sign. I mean, really, since they signed him, he really hasn't. I think like that first month or two after they signed him, he was great, and like since then, it's just been this terrible decline.
And he makes Ian Kennedy's contract look like it's not so bad. I mean, the numbers wise, and Seren Curtis went through all of this before. By the way, thank you to Seren Petro because he listens on weekends when he's out and about and sent me a nice little message. So thank you for that. But the numbers indicate that Ian Kennedy's contract, by comparison with the other players who signed that same offseason, the big ones, Leak was one of those guys. By comparison, Ian Kennedy's contract looks pretty good.
Yeah, Kennedy and Zimmerman, too. I you can even throw Leak in a little bit. Like, they're not exactly the same style pitcher, but they are pretty close. It's not like they're both shorter right-handers who don't necessarily have overpowering stuff but rely on command. And, I mean, outside of, obviously, Ian Kennedy getting injured and kind of throwing everything off, like, he's pitched really well, really, since we've signed him.
So that's Royals and Tigers at 3:15 at Kauffman Stadium. Baseball tonight with Danny Klinkscale will start at 2 o'clock. All the pregame coverage for you. And I'll just run down the list real quick because we got a lot of stuff. It's a busy day for everybody at Sports Radio 810 WHB. And when you're outside on a remote and the wind kicks up, trying to get your papers right. So baseball tonight with Danny Klinkscale at 2 o'clock. Kentucky Derby live at 4 o'clock. Sporting KC versus Colorado at 7:30. That game's at Children's Mercy Park in KCK. It's also live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And the final whistle with Dave Borchert at 9:30. All right, we're coming up on a timeout here. We are broadcasting live from Westlake Ace Hardware, Leavenworth, Kansas, 3400 South 4th Street. The barbecue unit is kicked up. They've got it going. It's the Barbecue Fest today from 11 to 2. Everybody is invited to come and hang out. Also, the Smokin' Hot Grill sales, plus that delicious food that's on the grill. It's right next to us. It's going to be hard to hold back until the end of the show. And just a reminder for Ace Rewards members, if you buy a Traeger, Big Green Egg, or Weber Gas Grill, you can get the pellets, briquettes, or propane exchange bottle for free, plus free assembly and delivery. You got the garden center out here. It's just beautiful to look at. And also register for a chance to win the Coca-Cola cooler, sponsored by Coca-Cola. That's at both the Leavenworth and the Westport locations. So we will take a quick timeout. You're listening to Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter. Charlie Carlin is out here with me. Rudy Salazar back at the Rally House Studios. And you're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We've hit the home stretch here on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB, taking you right up till noon. Then Danny Klinkscale is going to be back on at 2 o'clock with baseball tonight to get you ready for Royals and Tigers, the rare 3:15 Saturday afternoon first pitch. So Danny on at 2 o'clock for that. The Kentucky Derby at 4 o'clock here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And then Sporting KC and Colorado at 7:30, Sporting home at Children's Mercy Park, but it's live here on WHB as well, followed by the final whistle with Dave Borchert. Again, we're at Westlake Ace Hardware, Leavenworth, Kansas. They are rolling right through right now on the Barbecue Fest. It goes from 11 to 2. They've got the grill going. Folks are coming up and getting some samples from these great barbecues. And there must be, what are there, 15 different barbecue sauces over there? I mean, holy cow, that's a lot of barbecue sauces. So that's going on until 2 o'clock at all your local Westlake Ace Hardware stores. Also, the Smokin' Hot Grill sale, delicious food samples, which I mentioned, and good stuff. And get out to the Garden Center. If you haven't been outside today or you've been out but you're not doing anything, get to the Garden Center at Westlake Ace Hardware, because it's just gorgeous, and people are swinging by and picking up pallets or sheets of flowers and blooms, and it's just fantastic. All right, I was looking, as we get towards the end of the show here, I was looking at ESPN.com's homepage just out of curiosity to see what their top stories are today. And I was a little surprised in the order in which they put up the headlines. And I don't know if they have an algorithm that tells them which one is the most viewed, if they decide which ones are the most important, or which ones are the oldest versus the newest. I'm not sure what the algorithm is for the headlines on ESPN.com. But if you go there right now, Albert Pujols getting 3,000 hits, reaching number 3,000 last night. There are six headlines on ESPN.com. Where would Albert Pujols reaching 3,000 hits, where should that rank? Top six stories. Yesterday and this morning. I was stunned. It's number five.
That's that
the
low?
Fifth. That is low.
What's ahead of it? Like, I'm sure that's where we're going, but okay. I'm curious now what's above it.
Yes. I mean, 32 men in the history of Major League Baseball over 100 years, 32 have reached 3,000 hits, for crying out loud. So the story immediately above Pujols getting 3,000 to hit number 3,000, Dodgers complete team's first combined no-hitter. Okay. It's an interesting story. If it was a single player, that would probably be top story, but it was a team. It was four pitchers who combined for the no-hitter. So that one is right above Pujols. I still don't think that's as big a story as Pujols reaching 3,000. And that's historical. When you read off people's Hall of Fame credentials, 3,000 hits is at the top. Unless you hit 600 home runs, then that's going to be at the top. So Dodgers complete team's first combined no-hitter. Above that, lick and don't learn. Marchand does it again. This is the story about the hockey player in the playoffs last night who licked a player on the other team. They were kind of jawing back and forth, looked like they might go, and he leaned in, and it looked like he was going to give him a kiss on the cheek, and he licked the dude. A professional hockey player in the NHL playoffs licked a dude. That story is above Albert Pujols reaching 3,000 hits on ESPN.com. One hockey player licking another. Okay,
I'm pretty sure that's not the first time he's done it in this series. I think he's done it before.
Yeah, they said he does it again. Hasn't learned. And how do you get into a fight? You punch a guy, you spit on a guy. Those are suspendable things. Licking a guy, we're okay with that?
If you get licked, how do you react to that? Because I don't know what I would do. I'd be
so stunned.
I'd
knock somebody's lights out. If I'm a hockey player, I knock somebody's lights out. But I'm not. I'm 5'10 and 150, and I don't play professional sports, so it's probably not a good move for me. You're right. I would be like freaked out. I'd be like, bro, what's up? No.
Like, I really think I would just be speechless and I wouldn't do anything because I'd be so stunned. Like, what? Like, because that's the last thing I'm expecting to happen. Just like, what just happened?
Okay, so above the licking hockey player story is Draymond Green. I'm not getting into it with Rondo. Well, you did. Okay? You did get into it, and it's going to happen again because you're both high-temperature dudes. You both sit. You guys don't play on simmer ever. It's always full blast. We need this water to boil in 90 seconds. So that's above Albert Pujols reaching 3,000 hits. The number one top story on ESPN.com's headlines, sources, Spurs Becky Hammon to talk Bucks job. Now, if you're not familiar with the story, Becky Hammon is an assistant. She's been with the Spurs for a long time. Greg Popovich has taken her under his wing, and there's a belief among many in the NBA that she'll be the first female head coach, and the Milwaukee Bucks are going to talk to her. Okay, that's a big story, but that's the top story. So it's Becky Hammon's going to interview with the Bucks. Draymond doesn't like Rondo, but he's letting it go. A hockey player licked another player. Dodgers five pitchers complete a combined no-hitter. And then at number five, Pujols reaches 3,000 hits. Then he surpasses Roberto Clemente for another milestone. I mean, how is that not the top story? I'm scratching my head here, and maybe it's because he has the tie-ins to the Kansas City area. Went to Fort Osage High School. He wasn't there the full time, so his family moved here, went to Fort Osage, then played at Maple Woods Community College, which has a great baseball program. And then he got skipped in the draft by every team, 14, 15 times, went to the Cardinals, had a great career going, and then they offered him a contract extension, and his wife said they were insulted by the offer, so they got Artie Moreno to give him a bloated contract and play for the Angels. They haven't won a World Series since he got there, and he's having a resurgent season this season, but they've certainly – the Cardinals look like the smarter team there in telling him, here's a good offer, you can take it or you can walk, and let him walk. But I still think Albert Pujols is the top story. I'm sorry, it's 3,000 hits. And maybe another reason I have an affinity for that number in particular, not just the player having ties to Kansas City, is George Brett, 3,000 hits. You're in the club. You're now in rarefied that includes George Brett. So, again, it's just kind of a head-scratcher why that's only the number five story. And then below that is Big Ben is going to monitor the Steelers' drafting of another quarterback. So, anyway, that's going to do it for us. Want to thank all of our great guests today, and thanks to Jed Marshall for getting everybody here. Seth Kaiser, now at the Athletic KC, Al Fitzmaurice, Nick Garcia, Craig Cummings. Also, thanks to Charlie Carlin, who helped us on the remote today out here at Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth. The specials and sales are going on all day long. Special thanks also to Rudy Salazar back in the Rally House studios. Have a great Saturday. Get out and have some fun. Hit the Westlake Ace Hardware. Get your flowers, get your bulbs, get some barbecue, and just have a great Saturday. Danny Klinkscale is back at 2 o'clock with Baseball Tonight, getting you ready for Royals and Tigers. My name is Brad Porter. We'll see you next time. You've been listening to Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 810 WHB.